once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Because He, the Lord Jesus, is over it all. And in Him we live, and we move, we have our being, and we know that He that began a good work in us is going to carry it on to completion. He that started this whole thing that we're in the middle of is going to finish it. So don't worry about that. He's going to finish it. His thing's going to happen. Everything's going to come to pass in His way and His timing, His plan, His purpose. And you don't have to worry and be perplexed like the people around you are, because amidst all that takes place, God is in control. Amidst the struggles that we face, even on the day-to-day, God is in control. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's just popping off so fast here, there, and everywhere. And, you know, though, the other thing, too, is that you got to realize that you've grown. You have grown by going through what you've gone through, trusting God, listening to His voice, doing the things the Spirit has for you to do. In all of that, you've grown, and you are capable. You're capable in Christ Jesus of doing what needs to be done. You're capable of experiencing and walking forward and trusting Him and going forward in a good way and being able to handle things that might have melted you before. There's stuff that you'll go through today that if it happened to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it would have just reduced you to a puddle on the ground. But you have strength inside of you now. God's put steel in your backbone. And you can have things come up, and you can deal with them. You can deal with them the right way, in the right timing, and you'll see success. You'll see the right response. You'll see, and not necessarily success in the eyes of the world, because the world, their idea of most things is backwards. But one of the things, one of the measures of success is, do you have peace? Do you have peace in the midst of the struggle? Do you have peace in the midst of the storm? Can your spirit be calm? Can it be like a sea of glass in the middle of all that goes on around you? Or are you being tossed to and fro with everything that goes on because your life is being dictated by your external circumstances? Well, if you just keep living a little bit, you're going to see what's true and what's not in that regard. If you keep living a little bit, you're going to see if your strength is from the hand of man and from that which is around you and from the nature of your external circumstance. Listen, it's easy to be strong when everything is in your favor. It's easy to be strong when all this stuff is being taken care of for you. It's easy to be in a good mood when all is right with the world. But what do you do when the fire breaks out? What do you do when people that you trusted don't come through? What do you do when the world sets you up just to tear you down? What do you do when all of this stuff is going on around? Now what do you do? Are you still going to trust God in those times? Are you still going to trust God when you need, when there's nowhere else you can go, but you need a miracle? And now it's no longer about the hand of man. Because see, here's the thing. When people live by their own wits, when they live by their own instructions, when they live by their own direction, in that process of doing that, then they just add God as an extra to alleviate their guilt and their conscience. But when things really hit the fan, that's when you find out where your faith is. When you're in a situation where only God can come through, and if He doesn't come through, you're finished. You're done. There's nowhere else to go. I mean, I've been in a few of those in my life. Not a lot, but a few of them. Where literally, if God didn't come through, there's no way out. And He does. God comes through. He does. And He will come through for His people. He will come through for you. But you got to trust Him. And, you know, we've talked about this. You be aware, but not distracted. All the things that come up, each time that they come up, just deal with them, but get your eyes back on Christ right away. Get your eyes back on Jesus right away. Because He is your source. And you want to have your eyes focused on Him. You need that, because that's your strength. If the rest of this stuff gets hold of you, and you start looking around, you're going to be sinking with everybody else. Because they sink because their eyes are on the storm. They sink because their thoughts, the meditations of their heart, are all on the limitations of mankind. See, in the world, they try to amass power and wealth and position and status to be able to make everything work for themselves. But what happens when those things don't help you? What scriptures say, righteousness, you know, it's righteousness saves from death. Scriptures say that wealth is worthless in the day of wrath. I've seen that too, actually. I've been in countries when the entire system breaks down and there's mobs in the streets, and where the wealth that people have, all of a sudden, it doesn't help them. It can't save them in that time. But I've also seen in those situations where God reaches out and miraculously takes care of His people. You know, where He assigns angels to literally watch over people. Where He blinds the enemy to the people of God and keeps them hidden. I've seen it. Where the people of God are hidden from the enemy. Where the enemy's raging, but they can't see where the people of God are. They can't see where God has placed His children in that time. So, in this window that you're in right now, when you trust, when you look to the Father, when you seek His face, He is going to be there taking care of us and walking us through. But it's a challenging time. It is a challenging, challenging time to be alive, because things are moving so fast and the dimensional shifts are taking place so quickly that, you know, if you are trying to maintain a fixed position, listen, your only fixed position is in your allegiance and in your alignment with Christ Jesus. He is the bedrock. That is your only fixed position. Everything else, let it flow. All right? Everything else, let it flow. If it's your job, if it's your resources, if it's the relationships that are around you, whatever it may be, let it flow. When something comes up, pray about it. When something struggles, something's not great, bring it before the Lord in prayer. But let it flow. Because you've got to have that free flow of the Holy Spirit. And you've got to also let things be what they are. Because, listen, you are the steward of your own soul. There's a lot of other people, they've got their own thing. And you don't know what's going on inside the heart of another person. You don't know where they are. You don't know their struggle. You don't know their journey. You don't know what needs to be exposed and revealed inside of them. So you've got to let those things play themselves out. And somebody might come apart that has nothing to do with you. You know, somebody might start falling by the wayside in the middle of what's going on, and they may need to be, you know, in the context of what's going on, they may need to be broken and broken up for a bit. And that may be part of their journey in order to get them into the place that they need to be. Whatever it is, you've got to let things flow. When you allow for things to be what they are and to flow, now you testify of the truth. You speak that which is real. You do the thing that God's given you to do. you keep your eyes on Christ, you're going to be fine. But if you try to maintain a fixed position, if you try to keep the status quo going, oh boy, I tell you, that's going to be that. You know, that's going to be like, okay, if you have ever been in a, if you've ever been in a wave, or if you've ever been in rushing water, well, if you get hit by a wave and you're trying to hold on to something, boy, I tell you, that thing can pull your shoulder out of joint. Because all of a sudden, that thing you were trying to hold on to, it catches all the flack from that wave. It catches all the resistance from that wave. And it can jerk you all over the place. That thing that you're holding on to, or that's holding on to you, that thing can cause you a world of hurt. This is an experience. If you've ever, if you've gone surfing, and you know what it is to have your, if you know what it is for when there's certain times you can be, there's certain times that you can be on that surfboard, and something can be, something, you can be in a situation that's not the best with that surfboard, and it can be dragging you, or you could be getting hit by it, because hit by that wave. Sorry, a little bit of a distraction there. Driving, there's a bit of an accident in front of me. All right, so you can be on your surfboard, and you can be in a bad position, and all of a sudden, you know, I mean, you're trying to keep your board from getting damaged, but boy, that thing, it's taking a toll on you for trying to hold on to that thing in the midst of the resistance that's coming your way, in the midst of the wave and the traction that's coming your way. So, you know, if you try to hold on to something in a time of upheaval, in a time of turbulence, in a time of when things are in flux, it's going to be, listen, you let whatever you are doing be what God has for you. You let whatever you need to be committed to being what God has given you to commit to. You do the things that need to be done that are put in front of you, but you let it be what God will direct. Rather than trying to maintain status quo, trying to maintain an idea, a construct, a way that things once were. All that kind of stuff has kind of gone out the window at this point. You know, all that kind of stuff has sort of gone far, far, far away at this point. Because the things from before, they don't really mean much right now. You know, the old way that people used to do things, they don't really mean much anymore. A lot of, you know, stuff, just think about the 80s. I mean, during the 80s, I do remember a little bit of the 80s. During the 80s, a lot of things that were the way that people did stuff seemed so important at the time. Today, completely outdated. Be seen as foolish. But in that time, it was important. In that time, the fashions were important. In that time, the buildings, the construction, the way that somebody would do the inside of a place up and decorate it. You would not want to be in a place that was decorated in the 80s today. So, things change. Things shift. The difference is, right now, is that we're not talking about trends in fashion. We're talking about dramatic spiritual upheaval that is shaking the very core and the very foundation of everything that is the known world and is the primary consciousness that people have. All of that's being shifted. All of that's being shaken. All of that's being turned. All of that is now no longer what it once was. And the people that try to hold on to what once was, they find themselves just increasingly being irrelevant. They find themselves not being able to flow with what God is doing because they're trying to hold on to what God maybe did at some point in the past. And maybe it was a good thing, but he's moved. Peter, James, and John on the mountain of Transfiguration, they wanted to stay there. They wanted to stay there and continue on and carry on with the experience. But God, that's not the way that it was working with God. They had the experience, and then it was like, all right, Time to go. Time to go down into the valley. Time to keep moving. Now, everybody wants to build a monument. Everybody wants to set up a structure. But that's not God. He wants to keep... You flow with the Spirit of God. You do that thing that He has for you to do. And when He's got something for you to do, just, you know, carry it forward. The results are in His hands. He just wants us to obey. He just wants us to trust Him. He just wants us to respond. And yes, there is a natural human tendency, a natural inclination to want to try to find some security, to try to find some continuity, to try to find some peace of mind in a turbulent world. Your peace of mind is in Christ. So go to Him. Your justice is in Christ. So take your case before Him. He is the judge. Your recompense, your restoration is in Him. God will take care of His people. He has taken care of His people. He is taking care of His people. So, practically speaking, when you have things that come up right now, and some of them seem difficult, some of them seem beyond you, big situations, let's break them down into the smallest common things that need to be done. Put, first of all, when anything comes up right now, whatever the situations may be, you pray, you bring it before God, you ask the Spirit of God to intervene in whatever situation you're in, and you ask Him. And then once you've asked Him and you invited Him into the situation, because the Scriptures do say that to be anxious about nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. Right? Right. Okay. So then He also says that be anxious for nothing. You know, He says also to take His yoke upon you, for His yoke is easy and His burden is light. To cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. So, God wants to take care of you. So once you've taken things to Him because He's invited you to, once you've done that, then after you've done that, now whenever He's got an action for you to take that's affecting your current situation, as you begin to take that action, as you begin to respond, as you begin to make that step, He'll give you supernatural empowerment to do the thing that needs to be done. Is that sometimes it's just little things that need to be done. If you've got a situation in front of you that seems like it's the elephant in the room, you've got to eat the elephant in the room. Well, there's that old saying of how do you eat an elephant? It's just one bite at a time. If you will just look at something that's going on in front of you, whatever the big thing is, and just let God break it down to the simplest things that need to be done. And sometimes it's just a few things that you start to do will make the biggest change and the biggest result. But you know, the enemy does try to overwhelm, and the situations of life do try to overwhelm. Stop, set back, pull back, wait on the Lord, and then act. Ah. Yeah, in all things, trust. In all things, praise the Lord. God inhabits the praises of His people. When you praise Him, when you seek His face, you're inviting His presence into everything that's going on around you. Praise Him. Thank Him. What? He's carried us this far, and He's going to keep taking you further. So thank Him. Thank Him that He didn't leave us. He didn't abandon us. God didn't abandon us. On the contrary, He led us. He guided us. And when things got tough, He carried us through. you know, we are coming into difficult times, and we are coming into difficult seasons. And in all that we're coming into, listen, you guys, don't worry, all right? Don't worry. God is in control. Don't worry. Just pray, seek His face, trust Him. He knows. He knows. And you have weapons of your warfare. The Spirit of God will quicken you. Use them. When He calls you to pray, pray. When He calls you to speak, speak. When He calls you to do, do. Trust Him. Yeah, I know. It's a time like no other. It's a time like no other. Definitely nothing that we've ever seen before. But in the time of the earth, this is an incredible time of change and upheaval. And Lord willing, the people of God will go forward and something incredible is going to happen with all of us. But the enemy's got his plan too, and he's working on that. For you. You, my brother, you, my sister. Move forward. Trust him. Because, you know what? The enemy had his plan with Jesus too. The enemy had his plan with Jesus. And, I know the enemy listens in on the show occasionally, so I don't want to give away too much. But let's just say that the enemy's plan with Jesus didn't work out. And, you know, the intention that the enemy had with the Lord, with everything that they schemed and put together, didn't work out. God turned it around in a glorious, glorious way. So, you know, God is in control. And we are on track. Oh, that's another thing. You got to know that too. All of this is on track. Everything's going according to God's plan, God's timing, God's purpose, God's leading, God's direction, His infinite wisdom. It's all going according to that. That's the part that sometimes people just like, what? Wait, how? But you got to know that all of this is on track. It is. And when you can resolve yourself to that and know that He's got things under control and He's got things on track, when you let yourself be in that place, trusting Him, it's a shift, but you will feel peace. You know, there's this incredible element of timing in God's, the way that God does things. And, you know, after the fact, when people look back, there's just this perfect timing that's there with so much of what happens and takes place. But in the moment, you don't see it. In the moment, it's tough because all you see is what's right in front of you. You don't know God's timing. You just know your situation. I mean, okay, with Jesus' life on the earth, there was over 300 prophecies spoken of about Jesus. Over 300, you know, about his virgin birth, about, you know, Nazareth and it coming out of there, and about Bethlehem and him being born there, and all this. There's tons and tons and tons of stuff about his birth, his life, his you know, what was going to happen to him with his crucifixion. It's all there. And there was God's perfect timing every moment of his life. Because when people were trying to get him to go do things at different times, he always upset their timing. And he was always on God's time. And you got to see that. Because that's also relevant for you. To be on God's time. Not man's time. But God's time. His timing is always the right one. So with Jesus, you know, when they're trying to make him go up to the feast, his brothers are there. They're saying, hey, you know, if you want to be a public figure, don't you, you want to be out there and you should go up to the feast. And he said, look, anytime's fine for you guys, but not for me. You know, I've got to be about my Father's business. I need to, God needed to be about perfect, his perfect timing. And he was. And he did. But you and I have that same privilege. You and I have that same opportunity in Christ to be about God's perfect timing. Spirit of God lead and guide you, you won't miss anything. You'll be right where God wants you to be, when he wants you to be there, doing the thing that he wants you to do, and it's going to be a glorious experience. You know, it's time to transition. It's time to transition from what was to what is. Oh, man. But I tell you, you know, don't worry. Don't worry. Yeah, we're in November. It's amazing. You know, this year has gone like a flash of lightning. Time's just speeding up so fast. Days just go so quick. They don't even mean anything anymore. It just is. Time just is. Is a good time. It's a good time to be what God made you to be. Well, you know, I think we need to just keep being in prayer. I know sometimes that can be hard because sometimes you don't want to pray. Sometimes you're exhausted. Sometimes you don't feel like it. But pray. Pray anyways. Pray anyways. Even when you don't feel like it. Pray. Speak the word, even when you don't feel like it. Like today, right now, I don't feel like it. But I'm going to do it. Because God quickened me, so I'm just going to do it. I'm going to put the recorder on, and we're going to speak, and we're going to go forward, and we're going to pray. In Jesus' name, we're going to pray. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters listening in this day. I pray that in the midst of whatever struggle they're facing, whatever tribulation, whatever challenge, whatever it may be, Lord, I pray that you bless them. I pray that you keep them. I pray that you watch over them. I pray, Lord, that your glory is their rear guard, and I pray that your angels go before them and just move the enemy out of the way. Destroy the works of the devil around your people, Father, and build up your true and living church, your true and living body, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. And Lord, I just pray for this nation of Sri Lanka right now, too. I just pray that my brothers and sisters, that they'll join in with me. But Father, I just pray that, Lord, for this nation that's in a time of upheaval, I pray, Lord God, that you would bring forward godly leadership, people that love you and are called by your name to do your will in this nation. Father, I pray that the enemy would not succeed, would not be able to destroy people's lives in this place. But I pray, Lord, that you would come and give people true life and make a standard, Father, of truth over this nation, Lord. A standard, Father God, of something that's so much better. And the standard of that which is real, which is you, Lord Jesus. So we love you. Father, we trust you. We commit all things into your hands and into your care. Your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, amen. So, love you guys. God bless you. You know, and all that we're in the middle of, don't worry. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to not have to worry. And the reason we don't have to worry is because God's already got it all taken care of. And he's already got it all under control. All he asks you to do is trust him. All he asks you to do is seek his face. All he asks you to do is the small thing that he wants you to do. You do that, and you've served the purposes, the plan, and the intention of God. So with that, God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can reach us there. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon.
Bye.